Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast. This is episode number 12. Today I have with me Mr. Borador.
Yes.
And we also have Mr. Narmacel.
Hey, guys, what's up?
And I, of course, am Random Jack. Thank you for listening to us. So, Mr. Narmacel, how's your week been?
Things are going pretty good. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. Borador, how's everything going?
Fantasticals.
Fantastical.
Well, fantasticals. You gotta add the, you know, the ES, you know, like testicles.
No, you don't. Anyways, so what have you been playing?
Final Fantasy.
Same with you?
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
Nothing else? No new news? No nothing with you guys?
Oh wait, no, I did play Minecraft for like 2 hours. I got the nuclear reactor back up and running without my managing to blow myself up, so that was an achievement.
The nuclear reactor or the fusion?
No, the nuclear reactor. More specifically, the breeder reactor. Those things are picky, man.
Okay. Did you have something to say there, Mr. Borador?
Yeah, I also derped around a little bit in Terraria. That's about it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, how could I forget about Terraria? That was fun.
Yes. That was definitely fun. So was there anything on your radar for the next week? Anything new?
Borador pointed out that zombies thing on Steam that I'm looking into.
Did it linger?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So you're actually pretty rough, looking at it?
Yeah, it looks pretty rough right now, but it looks like it's got some great potential, possibly where War Z should have gone.
What you mean, Survivor Infection Stories?
It will always be War Z for me, damn it.
Yes, and I feel the same way when
my credit card receipt says I paid for War Z.
I know. Mine did too.
Okay. Anything else in the next week for you, Mr. Borador?
No.
Okay.
Besides, the Dead Linger is the only other thing on my radar, but I won't be getting that just yet.
Sounds good. Well, then, as for me, I've been playing Final Fantasy, Little Terraria. I am kicking the smack out of Fire Emblem, finally. I totally just, like, redid my whole save and uber-leveled all my characters.
But so, I said one thing I...
What's up?
Sorry. I said that... I was gonna say that that's the one thing I never liked doing with a JRPG was restarting.
Well, I had to. I messed up on the leveling. I did it wrong. Even though I could have saved it and redid it and everything like that, it was a lot easier starting from the beginning, and I just blew through the game, and now I'm kind of near the end, and I need to do a little bit more leveling before I continue on. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to beat that one quite soon. Cool. Besides that, Terraria, and that's about it. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, very cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm quite excited, but unfortunately, due to things that I will be playing next week, which we'll get into a little bit later in the show, yeah, I can't spoil it. Sorry, guys. But, yeah, I will be quite a busy person from Saturday on. Yeah, reliving my childhood. So, this week we're going to do a little bit...
You had one of those?
Yes, I had a childhood.
You lucky.
I blocked most of mine out.
Oh, I can remember my childhood quite...
Smoked most of mine away.
I can remember my childhood quite fondly. Cotton candy and... cotton candy... No, it's not coming to me. No, maybe I don't remember my childhood.
Candy corn?
No.
All Borador really remembers is Skooma.
Skooma.
Oh, speaking of Skooma,
no.
I have the most awesome drink in the world. It is water and moon sugar.
No.
I'm basically just drinking right now straight up sugar water. I'm going to be bouncing off the walls in 20 minutes.
It's okay. I have blue raspberry menthol. So, I'm happy.
I got
blue raspberry menthol.
And he's got apple pie. And that's as far as we're going to go with it in the podcast. Yeah, so this week we're actually doing something a little bit different. I have been asked by quite a few people, quite a few people, whether it was at work or outside of it, places, and then, you know, other people that I talk to do a special episode, something along the lines of like a buyer's guide for the holidays. Yes, I know it's a little early. Cue Christmas music.
We are free and fairly sober with so many toys to build. The machines are kind of tricky, probably someone will be killed. But we gladly work for nothing,
which is good because we don't intend to pay.
The elves are back to work today.
Hooray!
We have just a couple hours to make several billion gifts, and the labor isn't easy.
And you'll all work triple shifts. You can make the job go quicker if you turn up the controls to super speed.
It's back to work on Xmas Eve.
Hooray!
And though you're cold and sore and ugly, your pride will mask the pain.
Let my happy smile warm your heart. There's a toy lodged in my brain.
We are getting awfully tired and we can't work any faster, and we're very, very sorry.
Why, you selfish little bastards, do you want the kids to think that Santa's just a clummy, empty-handed jerk?
Yeah.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Ding, 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 ding.
So yeah, I had, as I said, I had quite a few people, and I know it's early, but the video game season for the holidays kind of starts in October. So I figured aptly enough that the beginning of October, just before the games start to ramping up to come out, would be the greatest time to educate yous out there that will be buying gifts for other video gamers out there. As I said, yes, it is early. I do apologize. Halloween, Thanksgiving has not even come, but you can keep an eye out on the games that we list here today.
You've turned into such a retail whore.
I know.
Yes,
but
he has.
Unfortunately, it's just the way the gaming industry works.
It's entirely true.
It is. Just a little backstory, gaming industries, they come out about this time every year and just around Easter every time of year. It's those are the big video game release dates. Early springish and late winter. So yeah. So we're gonna actually start off with the upcoming consoles, and I'm going to take full reign of this one really quickly. We all know and love all the ones that are coming out.
I don't.
But the big ones that are coming out, I know, that's why I coughed. You have the PS4. That one's actually, no, I'm sorry, that's not the first console that's coming out. The first console that's coming out is actually the Nintendo 2DS, which is coming out on 10/12. That is Saturday, this Saturday, because today is Monday the 7th, right?
That's a handheld.
It doesn't matter. It's a handheld console. It counts as a console.
I'd call it a gaming device.
It's a console.
Dude, it has more power than Nintendo 64 ever had, and that was a console.
How many years ago?
Doesn't matter.
Still.
But yes, the 2DS is coming out, and it's a little bit different, so bear with me as I paint the pretty picture inside your little lovely brains.
Oh God,
I don't have one of those, so good luck.
So the 2DS, the new 2DS system gives our guests all the features of the Nintendo 3DS and the 3DS XL, minus the 3D viewing. The Nintendo 2DS plays all packaged and downloadable games designed for the 3DS in the 2D. In 2D and is available at a great value. Basically, the Nintendo 2DS will be at $130. So it's a nice, cheap baseline model. The 3D normal is $170 and the XL is $199. So that's where your benefits are. You're saving $70 from XL and $40 from the 3DS. Some of the systems include things that, well, not some of them. They do include parental controls, which allows you to manage the system's content. Again, the capability with all Nintendo 3DS and most DS games. You have the access to the Nintendo eShops that grants you digital games, free demos, and special offers. And then you have your wireless connectivity for multiplayer and co-op play. So, what you get in the box is a SDHC card. I don't know what size that is going to be, though, unfortunately. I know it's like 2 gigs on the smaller 3D and then 4 gigs on the larger 3D. I don't know which one is going to be in this one. You get the 2DS stylus, the AC adapter, and some AR cards. The available colors are red and blue. And basically, take a doorstop, make it a little bit bigger, you know, maybe the size of a normal 3DS, and in that wedge kind of shape is your 2DS. It's got the two screens, it's always opened, and yeah, it's going to be the little baby of the Nintendo handheld systems. And for some reason, I don't understand why, but it still does take 3D pictures, even though you will not be able to look at them in 3D. So that is the 2DS.
So essentially it's a 3DS minus the 2D aspect, 3D aspect then, huh?
Pretty much, yes. It's a 2D, it's a 3DS without the 3D, and it's always opened, and it does not fold in half.
And good analogy saying it's you know, a doorstop. I forgot to use it.
Dude, I'm looking at the picture and it literally looks like a doorstop. Sorry, Nintendo, you made a doorstop. I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
Thank you, Nintendo. I needed a doorstop.
You gonna pay for a $130 doorstop?
No.
Exactly.
But, you know, if I get it for my son when he's not around, I'll use it as a doorstop.
Oh, God. So the next thing that we have is the PlayStation 4. The PlayStation 4 is coming out on November 15th. It's the PlayStation 4. I'm reading this from a very subjectional reading. I do apologize, but yeah, it does have some truth in it. So, but the PlayStation 4 is the best place to play with dynamic connected gaming, with powerful graphics and speed, intelligent personalization, deeply integrated social capabilities, and innovative second screen features. Combining unparalleled content, immersive gaming experiences, all of your favorite digital entertainment apps, and PlayStation exclusive, PS4 centers on gamers, enabling them to play when and where and how they want. The PS4 comes compact with a AMD 8-core an AMD 8-core x86 processor, an HDMI digital output, 8 GB of RAM, 500 GB of hard drive space, Blu-ray capability, a new innovative controller, multiple second screen options using PS Vita and the new PlayStation app.
No old school AV wire?
Does have digital output.
Okay.
And then the last of the consoles coming out is the Xbox One, which is coming out on November 22nd. And, yeah. This, again, reading from a very subjectional thing. It says, welcome to a new generation of games and entertainment where games push the boundaries of realism. Television obeys your every command, and listening to music while playing a game is a snap. By continuously adding features, content, and capabilities, Xbox One was built to grow. Updates from Xbox Live will help happen. Updates from Xbox Live will happen in the background while you enjoy your favorite games. You can sign into any Xbox One to see your home screen and play your digital games. Xbox One was built by gamers for gamers.
No, it wasn't.
So the Xbox One comes packed with also an 8-core 8x86 processor, an HDMI pass-through, 8GB RAM, 500GB hard drive, Blu-ray capability, re-engineered Kinect, and a unique cross-screen experience using a phone or tablet. So, those are your systems there.
You said 500 gig hard drive?
Yep, they both come with 500 gig.
How many gigs do you think are going to be left after operating systems?
Nah, you'll have a good, like, 400, 450, somewhere in that range.
You really think so, even though, you know, the Xbox is supposed to have that, you know, multiple operating system stuff?
That stuff is integrated into the motherboard. The hard drive is specifically for saves.
Depends. It's an up and down. But yeah.
Like, for example, the Xbox 360, you can operate that without a hard drive in it. The necessary components for running the system are built in the system.
Yeah, and now this is a built-in hard drive, Jack?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, that's gonna suck.
So, yeah. Those are... Oh, there are also is an option... Another option, the Steam machines that we have aptly talked about. We're not going to go into that because, take a look at our last episode, episode number 11, that had a lot of the information on the Steam machines. The only one that has been announced and will be available so far in this year is the Piston. That one is like 800 or something like that, somewhere around there. So, yeah, those are your consoles or console type things for this year. Now we're going to go into some kid appropriate. Anything that's like rated T, T or lower in the ESRB ratings. We kind of did a judgment call on any of the T games. If any T games kind of show up in this list, it depends on like what we kind of think, if they're bad or anything, we put them in or not. So, yes, some of the young kid ones. 1022, you have Nickelodeon's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which Nickelodeon has done apparently a really good job rebooting this, and a lot of people have been looking forward to this one. It's coming out for the 3DS, Wii, Xbox 360, and it says the streets of New York need some heroes, and they're not picky about species. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stars the butt-kicking, pizza-loving Turtles and is a side-scrolling action brawler that will bridge the gap between the show's first and second seasons, putting the turtle power into fans' hands. So that's your little snippet on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, Mr. Borador, you had something on the Lego Marvel Super Heroes, correct?
Yeah, one sec.
Oh my god.
I'm looking through the notes to find where... There it is. Okay, well, if anybody knows me or games with me or even looks at my Steam library, I own quite a few, if not all, of the Lego games on the computer. I personally think they're a great game for kids. My son loves them to hell. This game seems to be, it'll be your like your standard, you know, Lego E game. Not like Lego City Undercover, I believe that was the name of the game, but more like your traditional sorry about that. More like your traditional Lego games with set levels and different characters and all that stuff like that. Like right here it says smash, swing, and fly with over 100 playable heroes and villains from the Marvel Universe. This game will obviously be taking place in the Marvel world, and that's kind of, you know, interesting little spot to take the Lego franchise, because you know, like, the Lego games always have their own sense of humor, which I find very charming.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's pretty much it, unless you want me to go in spoiler world here.
No, I'm not going spoiler world. The only thing that I'm going to say is, I think Deadpool's going to be in there, so I have to definitely play it.
Well, it says over 100 heroes and villains, so who knows?
The game's coming out for the Nintendo DS, the 3DS, the Wii U, the Vita, the PS3, the PS4, the Xbox 360, and the Xbox One. I believe that's also coming out on the PC as well.
Not to my knowledge.
No? Are you sure?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I stand corrected. And in a giant synapse of that one, Marvel superheroes are assembled for action-packed, brick-smashing good time. Lego Marvel Superheroes offers an original storyline. Wait, wow. How did you get that?
How did I get what?
I just read the same thing you read, and this is out of my little booklet.
What are you talking about?
I thought... Everything I just said is the same thing you just said, correct?
Pretty much. You just add a little, you know, pizzazz to it.
It's
the typical Lego game. They're all the same.
No. I'll explain why this is kind of, like, boggling me later when Arm's done recording and stuff like that. But, yeah. We'll continue on. Narusel, you had...
Ladies and gentlemen... Oh, he has something?
Yeah. Do you have the Angry Birds Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, hold on one second. Lego Marvel Superheroes is coming out on 10/22. Okay, sorry about that. So, Angry Birds Star Wars.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, it's another one of the Angry Birds games, which has been available on the iOS platform and Android for God knows how long, but you know, now it's coming to consoles, which is going to be pretty cool. And we've got Angry Birds Star Wars lined up. And what I always liked about Angry Birds was it's good for killing time, but it's also good to make you think, which is where it comes into play being good for kids, because it gets the gears to turn, and it's all just downright fun. And well, for some of us, it gets a bit frustrating at times, but for the most part, it's supposed to be fun, and it makes you think. Works on your problem-solving skills, and that's always a good thing for kids.
Did you notice that it only gets frustrating for the adults and not the children?
Right? That's because we take things too seriously. But now this, it's Angry Birds, it's Star Wars. I mean, come on, you get to play, like, all the way across Tatooine to the depths of the Pig Star, firing your little blasters at pig troopers. I think for Angry Birds to pick a franchise to make a game on, I think Star Wars was a really good choice.
Star Wars is a really good choice for anybody but EA, apparently.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Oh, do you have some nom-noms?
I have some nom-noms, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, you yelled at me when I was eating my spool.
Yes, but I did it off, and I thought he was done, so I was like, sorry, hold on, I'll continue it in just a second. Don't screw with the host, man.
It's my job.
Or the, especially when the host is the editor.
Still my job.
I'm going to bleep out every other word you say.
Cool, bleep. Awesome, bleep.
Anyways,
He's gonna use like a custom sound effect, like moo.
Yeah. I'll just stick it in there so it sounds like you're mooing. A little reiteration on the Angry Birds Star Wars. That is coming out on 10/29. It is coming out on the 3DS, Wii, Wii U, PS3, Xbox 360, and again, the Bitter Birds meet the Sinister Sith. In this crossover of Angry Birds and Star Wars, the game combines all the fun of the classic Angry Birds with the character stories and settings of epic fantasy Star Wars. Just like Mr. Narmasil said. So thank you, Narmasil. Now, for a bit, you have to deal with my voice because the next kind of segment is pretty much all me with four or five different games. But we're going to start off with Pokemon X and Y. And this is the reason why I couldn't spoil it, because this is coming out Saturday. And I'm telling you right now.
Because you got first dibs.
I got first.
It's nap time. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Pokemon. It's, show some respect.
Yeah, seriously, it's... In my opinion, in my humble opinion, besides maybe the Final Fantasy series, Pokemon's probably one of the best RPGs out there.
No, the reason why I said nap time was because you're going to be talking for quite a bit.
And also, in addition to Final Fantasy, Pokemon is one of those games that defined my childhood.
Exactly, exactly. I played Pokemon since the day it came out, when it was very first invented, until now. What? Yeah, Red and Blue.
Red and Blue.
Red and Blue. Yep.
Which one did you have?
I had both.
Oh, and I'm assuming you had two Game Boys and a Link Cable?
Nope, yes. I had a buddy for that.
Man, that's what we had to resort to back then without, like, Wi-Fi and shit with Link Cables. Man.
I remember meeting up with some random kid at the mall during Pokemon Day, trading him his Game Shark in Mew so I can get a copy of it by doing the pull your cord out at the last second glitch.
You guys remember the commercial where it was two kids in two different apartment buildings across the street, and they had the Link Cable, and you see the Pokemon walking across on a tightrope?
Yep.
Man, I'm old.
Yep. So yeah, steering away from our reminiscence of your yesteryear and such.
Days of yore.
Good time.
Days of yore and yesteryear. Back to Pokemon X and Y. This is Pokemon's sixth generation. They're making up the Series 6 on this one. It will be taking place in the Kalos region. It's a new region that's based on France. This is a 3DS-only game. And just remember, 3DS games can be played on the 2DS, so you can play it on the 3DS and the 2DS. But anybody with a DSi, I'm sorry. Yep, not this time. Some of the noteworthy features include 8-axis walking. No more up, down, left, right. It is now up, down, left, right, diagonal, up, diagonal, down, diagonal, you know, yes.
Full. And you still can't make it past a bush.
Not without cut. There's going to be roller skates.
A bicycle?
I think there's still a bicycle, but the roller skates play some integral kind of certain areas that you traverse and whatnot. There's also some kind of Pokemon that you like ride on and somebody else that you can ride on, like something like it. And they do specific things. There's something called the Player Search System. The PSS is a multiplayer feature that allows people to connect, battle, and trade with other players. You can search globally and locally. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't become ridiculous like White 2 and those beforehand, where everybody wanted, like, you know, if you wanted to get a Caterpie, they wanted freaking, like, the one-of-a-kind rare freaking Pokemon that you get at the end of the game, which is retarded. The next feature is something called Pokeami. I hope I pronounced that, but yes, Pokeami. This allows you to develop stronger bonds with your Pokemon. You can, by using the touchscreen, you can pet, feed, and play with your Pokemon. Such ways that you can play with your Pokemon is you can mimic the Pokemon's actions via the front-facing camera. Another new thing to this game is Sky Battles. This is a flying-type only battle, and it is exclusive to only those who can fly, but there are some Pokemon that who know levitate that can be added to the you can use in these Sky Battles. There is something called Horde Encounters. This will be a It's something like where you did two-on-two battles, but instead this will be a... I'm pretty sure it's a... Excuse me. I know I've seen a picture with five... it's up to five wild Pokemon at once. There are some moves... I totally forgot which moves that can hit all five. But once you hit all five, you gotta sit there and take five hits yourself. So... Is it worth it? It's not. It's up to you. That's the Horde encounters. And now, for the younger generations, you're not going to really understand this, but those of us like around, you know, maybe our 30. Age and younger and stuff, who have delved into the actual competitive portion of Pokemon, there's a new method for this EV training. The EV training allows, you know, some kind of it's your stat progression system where it makes my character feel my Pokemon are a lot stronger than his Pokemon, where he gave him 100 rare candies. So the EV training has a
candy.
The EV training has a new way for that one. There is a new type of Pokemon. It is the fairy type, and this is basically to counter those pretty much invincible dragon types. There is actual character customization. You can change your hair color as well as your clothes. There are, of course, new Pokemon, and as well as Mega Evolutions. Your starter Pokemon include Chespin, Fennekin, and Froakie.
Froakie!
Yes, I'm starting off for Froakie. I like froggies. Froakie's a froggy. Chespin
Man,
is...
I'm going to have to go get a DS just for this one game.
I know. Chespin is the grass-type Pokemon, and I can't understand what that is. Fennekin is the fire-type Pokemon, and that is kind of like a fox, almost. Not necessarily like Eevee, but yeah, kind of like it, but fire. Or Vulpix. I don't know. It's somewhere in that kind of family. Froakie's a frog, obviously, and that is the water-type Pokemon. Yeah, so that, again, comes out on this Saturday, 10/12, and it is only available for the 3DS.
But will it be playable on the 2DS?
It is completely playable on the 2DS. Hey, guys, remember, the 2DS comes out Saturday as well. Get your 2DS as well as your Pokemon. The next game...
And it comes out in red... And the only two colors available are red and blue?
Red and blue.
And Pokemon comes out around the same time?
And they're pretty much aptly colored. I know one's red.
I sense a conspiracy.
Oh, dude, everything's red and blue. Yeah, everything's red and blue on it. Well, no, the 3DS and the 3DS and the 3D XL started red and blue, too. Always start red and blue. For some reason. Our next two games, which are kind of going to be like merged together, is Just Dance 2014 and Just Dance Kids 2014. Just Dance 2014 is coming out tomorrow. That is 10/8. And the Just Dance Kids 2014 is coming out on 10/22.
Wait, 2014?
2014.
So they're starting to do what like the car companies do now?
And the video sports video game. Yeah.
That's retarded.
I don't know. But
it's retarded.
I don't get it. I don't know why. Who cares? Doesn't bother me anyways. It's a freaking number. But I'm only going to read the Just Dance 2014. Kids is pretty much the same. As with previous Just Dance games, players are judged on the ability to mimic on-screen dancers' dancers performing a routine to a chosen song. All versions include the classic free dance mode from previous games. In on-stage mode, a new feature in this game, one player dances in a lead role while two players dance the backup. Another mode lets players dance against ghost renditions of a friend's prior gameplay. The game also has a karaoke mode on consoles with a microphone. Players are rewarded for singing the right notes with points and are not penalized for singing incorrectly. Party Master Mode, exclusive to the Wii U version of the game. Ooh, special.
Not really.
It's an updated form of the Puppet Master Mode featured in the Wii U versions of Just Dance 4, where one player uses the Wii U gamepad to change the game's rules, current song, and specific moves for up to four other players. Dance mashups, medleys, alternative, extreme, sweat versions, and battle modes will be available. The Xbox One version of the game will be able to support up to six players at once. The World
Ooh,
Dance...
Whoop-de-doo.
The you world... better have a big living room.
Yeah. Six people dancing? Time to rent out a hall? The World Dance Floor mode, available on all consoles, is a competitive online multiplayer mode structured like a massive multiplayer online game. All players worldwide dance to the same playlist, compete for ranking on a leaderboard, and can share each other's auto dance clips. A Wi-Fi internet connection is required to play this mode. Why Wi-Fi? Why not both? An internet connection is required to play this mode. The Just Dance DJ mode will be currently featured on the Xbox One version of the game, where you can shape your body and moves. Due to popular demand...
Really? Popular demand?
I guess so. The song list includes 48 tracks. I'm going to go through this as fast as possible. You have 99 Luftballoons, Alfonso Signore, Applesauce, Aquarius, Blame It on the Boogie, Blurred Lines, Come On, Candy, Careless Whisper, Could You Be Loved? I can't pronounce that one. Dance, Feel So
That's
Right.
A really good song.
Feel This Moment, Fine China, Flash Dance, What a Feeling, Follow the Leader, Gentlemen, Gimme, 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 Get Lucky, Ghostbusters, I Kissed a Girl, I Will Survive, In the Summertime, Isadora, It's You, Just a Gigolo, Just Dance, Kiss You, Limbo, Love Boat, Maria, Misunderstood, Mosaku Nitrobot, Pound the Alarm, Prince Ali, Rich Girl, She-Wolf, Starship, Pound That Power, The Other Side, The Way, Troublemaker, Turn Up the Love, Where Have You Been, Wild, and YMCA.
Tell me that was
not the kids' version.
That was not the kids' version. The kids' version includes 789, Days
oh,
O, Do You Love Me, Fireflies, Footloose, Fraggle Rock Theme, Get Down on It, Get Ready to Wiggle, Give Your Heart a Break, Hit Me with Your Best Shot, Hit the Lights, I Like to Move It, Magic Carpet Ride, Make It Shine, One Thing, Problem, Put Your Hearts Up, Ready or Not, Shout, Take on Me, The Freeze Game, The Hustle, The Tiki 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 Room, VVR Mi Vida, Walking on Sunshine, and We Go Well Together.
I like the kids version better.
Apparently there are four songs that have not been announced for the kids one yet, but yeah.
Dude, basically, like, you turned me off the second I heard you say Blurred Lines. I mean, really?
I don't know.
And, you were rambling through the kids songs, and I think you said Hit the Lights?
I think so.
The Metallica version?
No, it's Selena Gomez.
Damn.
You gotta remember, it's like, this is not the Disney one, but yeah.
It's crap.
Yeah. So that's that. The next game in our list for the kids comes out on Sunday is Skylander Swap Force. The gameplay for Skylander Swap Force is based on the two previous games, Skylander Spyro's Adventure, as well as Skyro's Spyro...
Slow down, Jackie-O.
I'm trying to get through this because there's a ton of shit. The gameplay for Swap Force is based on the two previous games, Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure, and Skylanders Giants. Players use a portal to bring real-life action figures into the video game. For the new game, Skylanders are able to jump, and there are new swappable Skylanders. These 16 new characters have top and bottom halves that can be separated from each other and recombined with the halves from the other characters. This allows
Mr. Potato
for
a head?
No, not really. This allows for the total of 256 combinations between all tops and bottoms. Another new feature of the swappable characters is that each has one of 8 distinct ways of moving. These different movement types are necessary to enter certain side areas in the game. Only characters with the correct bottom halves can enter this said area.
That sounds kind of gated.
It is very gated. Even the last two have been very gated. You can't complete the game 100% unless you own every single character.
Wow.
You can beat the storyline. You can beat the storyline, but you can't beat the game. Like, you can't 100% complete it. On top of that, they do make the final. Like, me and my brother were playing it, and this goes for the first one because we haven't beat the second one because it kind of just fell out on us.
Yeah.
He kind of grew out of the game, and I just didn't play it with him. But the first one we beat. And you can't beat it with just the characters they give you. Unless you're really, really, really good. Like, I had trouble beating that boss. They kind of, like, force you to at least get a couple extra characters to beat that last boss. But, yeah.
And this is something similar to the Disney Infinity? Like, you buy physical things and put them on the platform?
Yeah, but this one came out first. Disney Infinity is a copy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Which is actually our next topic.
Wow, accidental segue.
Exactly. Disney Infinity, though, is already out, but is one of those games, it's actually probably the only one that's on this list that is already out, that will be on our holiday list. It is a very kid-oriented, friendly game. Disney Infinity is an action-adventure game with physical toys, open-world creation, and story-driven gameplay. Characters, playsets, and other features are brought into the game using figurines and discs, which include included Infinity base. With the exception of non-humanoid characters, such as those from the Cars series, each character has a double jump and a default set of attacks, as well as an ability unique to each figure. For example, Sully can roar to scare others, while Violet can turn invisible. Yes, that's Sully from Monsters Incredible, and Violet from... Wow. Did I just...
I had no idea who you were even talking about.
When you said Sully,
I was thinking of a completely another world.
Yes, I made a mistake, though. That's Sully from Monsters Universe and Violet from The Incredibles.
Well, I was thinking of the X-Files, but okay.
That's Scully.
Same shit. Made me think of it.
So there are also two main modes in this game. You have the playset and the toy box. Each playset is essentially a self-contained world with its own gameplay, based on the specific movie or series with the recognizable characters. So basically, the Incredibles have their own storyline, the monsters have their own, and etc., etc. Though characters from one world cannot enter into another world, but players can put any character together in the Toy Box mode. Toy Box mode is a sandbox mode that players can fully customize and explore. And when I mean fully customize and explore, I mean you want to play baseball, make a baseball stadium, you can play baseball. You want to make a race car track, do it. You can. The amount of stuff that you can do is absolutely limitless. It is amazing what you can do. I have to get back to playing that game a bit. It's. One day, I'll sit down and just mess around with the toy box mode. Our next thing, which I put in the kids category because I'm always one for kids learning new things. Though it might be a little bit harder for younger kids, but this one's going to go for both kids and adults. Anybody who likes guitars at all, Rocksmith 2014 is coming out. On 10/22, Rocksmith 2014 requires the use of the Hercules adapter, a USB cable that connects to a standard 1/4-inch output jack of most electronic guitars and basses. Other guitars, such as acoustic guitars, may require additional hardware, such as a pickup. Rocksmith 2014 includes the ability to set song difficulties rather than having to play the song starting at the lowest difficulty as in the original Rocksmith. The game will have a session mode, which enables players to perform in a jam session with the in-game musicians. Other new modes include an enhanced master mode, which helps with memory playing, as in remembering the music without seeing notes on the screen, and a new Guitarcade mini games. That was probably the that was kind of fun actually, shooting zombies by playing chords. Yeah. New missions have been added as a way to challenge and direct players toward area they need improvement. Rocksmith 2014 is intended to be more of a teaching tool than an original game, featuring more than 85 lessons covering bends, accents, sliders, and more. A new finger positioning tool has also been added. Here we go again.
That's on Jack's holiday list.
Yep.
Hey, Bordor.
What?
Do you think they'll add a John Petrucci mode?
No, because that'll just kill kids.
All right, you got that chord? Yeah, I got it. All right, now do it at 120 beats per second. Go.
Anyways, so the soundtrack, which includes, first of all, the Cherub Rock by the Smashing Pumpkins, will be a free DLC giveaway for pre-orders. Any game that's on the original or Rocksmith and some of the DLC should be available or somehow added into the game as well. But the new songs include All I Want to Do, Backcountry, Black Magic, Blood and Thunder, Cemetery Gates, Don't Look Back in Anger, For a Fool, Heart-Shaped Box, Knights of Sidonia, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Losing My Religion, Love That's Gone, My Generation, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Now, Paint It Black, Paranoid Android, Are You Mine? Rock and Roll All Night, Rotten Apple, Savior, Say It Ain't So, 16 Saltines, Sore Tummy, Stone, The Chimera, The Trooper, Thunder Kiss 65, Ultra Soul, Walk This Way, War Ensemble, Wasteland Wires, and You Really Got Me.
Wait, they got Slayer on there?
Dude, they have everything, dude.
That just knocked it out of the kids category.
I'm sorry.
But I understand that it's the whole learning aspect. And
it's the learning aspect,
majority
yes.
of the other songs, clearly. But just like, see a little kid playing War Ensemble.
And anything that can get the kids away from the raps and the hippity hops is a good thing.
And Justin Bieber.
I mean, to be honest,
yeah,
in the original
that
game,
thing is supposed to be.
To be honest, in the original game, one of the DLCs that came out was Fallout Boy. And I'm not particularly too into Fallout Boy, but I really enjoy actually playing their songs. For some reason, I like playing their songs. I don't like the music, but I like playing their songs on the guitar.
Yeah, weren't you singing that song the other day?
I was singing to that song the other day.
At least it wasn't Simple Plan.
Other notable games that you have coming out for kids include The Sims 3 Into the Future, Super Mario 3D World. The Sims 3 Into the Future is a PC game, by the way. That's for Sims 3. That one's on 10/22. Super Mario 3D World is for the Wii U. That one's coming out on 11/22. And you have The Legends of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, which is also 11/22. There is a new Adventure Time game called Adventure Time Explore the Dungeon Because I Don't Know.
You really don't consider Adventure Time to be for children.
It's a kid's game, dude.
I won't let my son watch the TV show.
Okay. And lastly, you have, I don't know when it is. It was rumored, and I unfortunately apologize if it's not a holiday thing, but Minecraft will be coming out for the PS3 and PS4 sometime.
Oh my god, Mojang's gonna make millions more.
So, moving on ahead.
We have to.
You don't want to go. You don't want to go.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. Shut up before I turn this vehicle around and we do the whole thing over again.
But Grandma.
So we're gonna go into the big kid and adult games. These are the T and higher rated games. And
hey, how come we didn't include an adult only category? We should have included an adult only category.
Because there is no adult only games.
Well, there are certain games that you necessarily wouldn't feel comfortable buying for your teenager if you know you're a Christian.
Well, let's put it this way. If it's got a rated M game, even though it's rated mature, a non-adult can still purchase it.
I know, how stupid is that?
So, technically, there is no adult-only category. I mean, the ESRB does have an adult-only rating, but nothing ever gets that adult-only rating. Because, yeah, it would probably cause a really big stir. Anyways,
wasn't the Playboy game an adult-only?
That was, like, way back when. Like
Leisure Suit Larry?
No, Leisure Suit Larry was not, actually.
Really? Are you sure?
No, it wasn't. I don't think so.
You tell I'm old if I just brought up Leisure Suit Larry, and I meant the original.
The remake even got a rated M. It was supposed to be the uncut version. As far as I know. But yes, going back into the adult games and big kid games, you're starting off with the Call of Duty Ghosts. That comes out on November 5th. Call of Duty Ghosts is coming out for the PS3, PS4, Wii U, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
For it's the same shit done every year.
For the first
same
time,
shit,
in Call of
bigger pile of guns.
For the first time in Call of Duty, gamers play as the underdog, fighting as a part of a single squad against an enemy that has superior numbers and firepower. Call of Duty
Nobody's
Ghosts.
Nobody's gonna play the storyline.
No. See, if they want to play as the underdog, they need to play as civilians with fucking garden tools.
Rocks.
Carry on.
Call of Duty Ghosts. Genre-defining multiplayer delivers gameplay innovations throughout, including dynamic map events and character customization. Really?
It's the same shit that we've had on PC for how many decades now?
Dynamic map events? What are they taking a page out of MMOs?
Yeah, I guess so. But the character customizations, that's their defining multiplayer innovations.
Once again, so it's
like make a
Call of Duty
Bat Ghost.
Once again, it's Call of Duty. It's the same shit every year, just wound up with a different bow on top. And this year it's the character customization.
Okay. So our next one, Battlefield 4, comes out on 10/29. The open beta for the PC, actually I think it's everything. I don't know if it's still currently going, but it was. I played it for a bit, and there was massive ass lag. Narmasil tried playing ass lag, like so
ass laggy. I was gonna say
laggy.
Your computer didn't explode.
No, my computer didn't explode, but the game was handling terrible. It was just terrible. It like when I was in a certain area, it'd be working perfectly fine. The second like I turned a corner, I was. Like, I didn't know I died until I came back to life. They need some optimization. They did a really bad job with that. Let's put it this way. Narmasil, how did you enjoy playing the game?
Playing it? You're fucking funny. I couldn't even get in the game at all, and I don't think it was regarding a graphics option because of the three of us who were playing. I do not have the lowest-end video card, so I'm scratching that as a probable cause. But what was happening for me is the game would load. I would hit the loading screen, which is animated, and then it would just stop moving. I'm like, okay. You know how you get that usual itty-bitty tiny freeze right when the game is about to start? So you're like, okay, this is it. And
it just
stayed that way.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And
the loading screen just froze.
What video
just
card do you have in your system?
550.
With how many gigabytes of RAM?
2.
It's well above the minimum, so you don't have to worry about that.
Plus, the third member, Nyrus, was playing on a 450, and he was playing just fine.
Oh, he didn't try doing that on an Xbox?
He got in just fine.
Yes, he did as well, play it on the Xbox. Though, the funny thing was, he was complaining about lag less than I was. And I have the highest video card out of everybody in, you know, this podcast, including Nyrus, who was playing with us. And he was complaining about the lag as a lot less than I was. So, I don't know
what was
going on. Maybe
it was optimized for lower-end video cards.
I don't know. I really don't know. But hopefully they get that fixed up. And hopefully we didn't turn you off of that one too much. But those are our opinions right now.
And you got to remember, these guys, except for Nyrus, they did it on the PC. PC's a whole nother beast, kiddies and hot moms.
Nyrus was playing with us on his PC.
He played it on both. He played it on both.
So with him playing it on the Xbox, he obviously had a different experience than everybody else was playing on PC.
He said
it probably wound up being more reliable on the Xbox than it was on the PC.
I don't remember what he said. He said something, and I totally forgot. But yes, Battlefield 4, gamers will experience huge environments, a playground of destruction, accesses to arsenals of vehicles, access to an arsenal of vehicles, and much more. The game, once again, aims to deliver a premier online multiplayer gaming experience, while also offering an engaging and challenging story campaign. Now, yes, there is an arsenal of vehicles. I gotta say, there was quite a bit of vehicles in the one map that we played. This one was me and the one that we just kind of jumped into to mess around with. Destruction? Yeah, everything kind of felt like it was destroyed. I was sitting there with the engineer's torch destroying shit. So, yeah, that's probably about it for that one. Assassin's Creed 4 is Mr. Borodor's. Go ahead, Mr. Borodor.
Yes, I will in 1 second. Be ready for this one, kids. Oh, this is gonna be rough. Arr. The year is 1715. Pirates rule the Caribbean and have established a lawless pirate republic. Arr. Among these outlaws is a fearsome young captain named Edward Kenway. I don't know about that being a pirate name, but it's close. His exploits earn the respect of pirate legends like Blackbeard, but draw him into an ancient war that may destroy everything the pirates built. A brash rebel assassin, Edward Kenway, a charismatic yet brutal pirate captain, trained by the Assassin's Guild. Edward can effortlessly switch between the hidden blade of the Assassin Order, which I think is quite a pansy's ass weapon anyway, and all new weaponry, including four. That's four for you pirates that don't know how to count. You know, that's, you know, everything but the big thing, big movable finger there on your hand. Four flintlock pistols and dual cutlass swords. Real piratey weaponry. Made to pillage and plunder. It's an open world filled with opportunities. Discover the most diverse Assassin's Creed world ever created. From Kingston to Nassau. Explore 75 unique locations where you can live a life of a pirate. Arr. Arr. I didn't sound right. This hurt my throat like you wouldn't believe.
That was too hilarious not to interrupt.
I know.
Are you done yet, or are you still going?
Oh, I'm not even halfway down. I'll just finish the rest off in human language.
Hey, Luke, hold on, underwater. Hold on. You get a nice little round of applause.
What?
And continue on.
Loot underwater shipwrecks, assassinate enemies in blossoming cities, hunt for rare animals in untamed jungles, search for treasure and lost ruins, escape the hidden coves. This is pretty much your typical Assassin's Creed game. I used to love the Assassin's Creed franchise until they started annualizing it just like Call of Duty, because now they're going to be putting out one of these things every freaking year. Also, the game has a, you get to command a ship called the Jackdaw and strike fear into all who see her. You're supposed to be able to, the ship's upgradable with equipment and ammos, I'm guessing cannons and maybe other, crew members, stuff like that. It says here it's critical. The ship's improvements are critical to Edward's progression through the game, so it's going to obviously be kind of little gated a little bit. Might be a little harder to go through or not. Let's see. Oh, play with your friends in the ruthless and critically acclaimed multiplayer experience. No, sorry. It's the same thing, just different game modes over and over and over. I believe Assassin's Creed 4 is coming out for everything, including next-gens and PC, correct?
The Assassin's Creed 4 is coming out for the PS3, the PS4, the Wii U.
No, you gotta do it. You have to do it with a Japanese accent because you're supposed to be the ninja, buddy.
Ooh, valid point. And pirates and ninjas don't get along.
I'm sorry, did you guys hear my voice? Because my mouth was moving and there was nothing coming out of it.
We have to wait for the dub to come in.
So yes, the Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is coming out for the PS3, the PS4, the Wii U, the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, and the PC.
Oh, talking like that made my head hurt. Oh.
That is coming out on 10/29.
Wait a minute. You said 10/29, but what about the next-gen release date?
Next-gen's... sorry, everyone. Anything that's coming out for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 will be definitely pushed back beyond that. Also, these dates are tentative. They do have a chance to move, as well as some might be coming out for this date and others might be different dates. Please, I tried doing my best to get all these dates correct. Or as correct, or for the majority. So do a little bit of research. Just type in whatever title you're looking for and space release date in Google, and you will get a correct answer. So, like, if you wanted to know what Assassin's Creed 4 is coming out for the Xbox One, do a Google search saying Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag space Xbox One space release date.
And remember, Hot Moms, this isn't an exact science. Dates are always subject to change.
Unfortunately, we do not get to put the dates out. That would be awesome, though. So, not giving your voice a rest there, next game
is... Yeah, I cannot talk like Batman. I need to put on a leather suit and choke my throat in order to get that voice.
Batman Arkham Origins.
I am Batman.
Speak normal. Go.
Yeah, I was planning on it. Okay. Yeah, I'm a Batman nerd, so any Batman game is generally a good game, whether it sucked or not. But let's see what we got here for Batman Origins. Similar gameplay to its predecessors. No figure. New gadgets to the series include Remote Claw, which allows Batman to target two objects and then pull them together, allowing him to knock enemies together or hit them with objects. You can also tether an opponent to a wall and all that good old stuff. Shock gloves, which allow Batman to block electric attacks, okay? And instantly disable enemies or stun shielded ones. Concussion detonator, able to stun enemies. And then there'll also be gadgets from the previous... Arkham Origin from the previous Batman games. The cryptographic sequencer, the Batarang, duh, the Batclaw, duh, smoke pellets, duh, explosive gel, duh, the disruptor, duh, the grapple accelerator, and the grapple, you know. Did you just hear my cat go meow in the background?
Yes, it's okay.
Sorry, what were you saying, Jack?
The previous Batman games that he's talking about were the Batman Arkham Asylum and Batman Arkham City. These are the trilogy ones that they're going into.
Yes, Batman Arkham Origins features an expanded Gotham City and introduces an original prequel storyline set several years before Arkham Asylum and Arkham City take place. So this, I guess, is kind of supposed to be a prequel, which, hence the name Origins. Duh.
The other thing is, I definitely, the Batman games that have been coming out have been really, really good, to be honest.
I'm surprised, too.
Yeah,
even the Lego Batman games were phenomenal.
That's outside of this, but yes, the Arkham games have been really good, like really good. I'm kind of excited for this one. I definitely will be getting it or will be playing it. If and when it comes out for the PC, I think it is.
No, we've got PlayStation 3, Wii U, Xbox 360, and next gens. At least that's what I'm seeing here.
It is coming out for the PC. Specifically Steam.
Oh, yeah, duh. Microsoft Windows. Duh.
Dumbass.
I'm tired.
And I'm actually really excited because Deathstroke is in it, which is basically DC's version of... It's DC's version of Deadpool.
Hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
Can I finish now?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I didn't know.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
I already have my nom noms of spool.
Go ahead.
This game will also have a fast travel system, which will allow Batman to remotely summon the Batwing, which is kind of nice, I guess.
He does it in everything else, so... Why not the game?
I know, which is kind of nice, considering I don't think you were able to do it in the other ones.
No, you weren't. Well, the one you were inside is the asylum, so you really couldn't. You're in a jail.
There will be enemy-controlled areas that you, the player, can navigate, either using stealth or direct combat, which is kind of nice, gives you some kind of options. There's also some kind of tracking system, which assists the player's efficiency. I guess they must be trying to put in like a third person aim assist mode for console players.
I don't know.
There will be new enemy types, you know, in the storyline mode. I'm still talking about storyline mode. I haven't even gotten to the multiplayer yet. Oh, there'll be enemies that are armed with handguns and machine guns that can shoot the player from off screen. Ooh. There will also be side missions. Yeah. Your typical stuff. The game focuses more on, instead of Batman's, you know, kick everybody's butt and be awesomeness with your utility belt and shit mode. This game wants to focus a little bit more on Batman the detective, rather Batman the beat-em-up man. You're going to be able to use something called detective vision at a crime scene to be able to find points of interests and stuff to help you act, to help you reenact the scene, the crime scene, to see what had happened. And then you can review all your information at the back computer, on the back computer at the Batcave, just like Batman would have done in some of the older cartoons. And stuff like that, like, you know, the Batman. I don't know.
I'm Batman.
There will be multiple size crime scenes that will be spread out all over Gotham City. For example, reviewing the downing of a helicopter, Batman is presented with false and accurate clues. Wait, false? Yeah. Huh. Batman is presented with false and accurate clues. Investigation of the scene can reveal that the helicopter was shot, allowing Batman to trace the bullet's trajectory to a murdered police officer and another crime scene. That kind of sounds interesting.
That's cool.
Anything else? There's going to be collectibles. There's going to be a new game plus. There's going to be an I Am the Night mode. And then onto the multiplayer real quick. It's going to pretty much be the same thing as the other multiplayer, as your other games that have multiplayer in it. be, you know, bad guys that you aren't going to see in the story mode. It's going to be unique stuff. One thing is... No. Oh, yeah, there'll be alternate gear sets, that costumes that your characters can wear. That's about it. There is also a list of characters. So let me read that off real quick.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, there is the anonymous vigilante Batman. Then there's Black Mask. I don't know how many people are going to know who Black Mask is, but hopefully some will. Then Jack's favorite, Deathstroke. Bane. Oh. Deadshot. Copperhead. Anarchy. Firefly. Penguin. Alberto Falcone. That's just whatever they got here on the website.
No Joker?
He's probably there.
Okay.
Somewhere. Maybe he hasn't come into play yet, being that this is...
Oh, this is a prequel.
That's true. Alrighty. Well, anything else?
Yeah. Batman will kick Superman's ass any day.
Oh, okay. Let's not get the comic nerds rage, you know, comic book nerds rage. I don't feel like dealing with angry letters. Batman Arkham Origin is coming out on 10/25. Mr. Narmasil, Dead Rising 3.
Dead Rising 3. Who doesn't love zombies? I know I do.
I don't.
Matter of fact, I was talking about it earlier this podcast with the whatever the hell's on Steam.
Yeah, well, Jack don't like the Deadlinger. Jack don't like zombies because he's terrified of Deadlinger.
Ever since one bad playthrough of Left 4 Dead, it was just all over for him. But me, on the other hand,
no.
I've always liked my zombie survival games, and Dead Rising has always been one that, you know, made me happy. Dead Rising 3 looks like it's going to be just as good, if not better. It's got the whole zombie survival aspect, but, you know, in keeping with Dead Rising 3, it's got the lighter mood of hilarity, where just the amount of ways you can kill zombies with whatever you have around you is just friggin' hilarious. I mean,
is the Mega Man 2 coming back?
I'm not sure, but the Lego guy head has been in the past two games, I believe, so that one might make another turnaround.
Okay.
So aside from the hilarious ways to kill zombies, it's never going to get old, because now, apparently, with the fact that it's not going to be on the Xbox 360, it got bumped up to Xbox One, and with the more powerful processing of that, they're implementing procedurally generated zombies. And for those of you who don't know what that means instead of just, you know, your handful of 12 zombies that are plunked in randomly, every single zombie will be different. No two zombies will look the same.
That's awesome.
Going to make things pretty cool.
Another nice thing, they did that for maps.
I'm actually getting to that. My next point was that it's going to be an open world. It's not going to be a pre-generated map, or rather just a closed section of map. It's going to be an open world with graphics pretty much similar to what Uncharted was like. But whereas Uncharted was on rails from point A to point B, this is just going to be, you know, get let loose in the city and tear everything apart. So between that and the infinite number of different looking zombies, it's going to make for one hell of a zombie survival experience where I'll probably be laughing my ass off the whole time.
Awesome. Anything else?
That's all I could really gather.
And that is coming out on, I believe, November 23rd? 22nd?
Yes. Something like that.
Yes, something around there, which is aptly... which is apt because...
Don't die.
It is November 22nd when the Xbox One is coming out, so... Yeah.
Watch title.
Are you sure?
Think so.
And in keeping with
the
Xbox...
I know it's the 20-something... I know it's November 20-something.
I believe Dead Rising 1 was a launch title for Xbox 360, was it not?
I don't remember.
I believe it was a launch window title, not a launch title.
Okay. Anything else you need to add to Dead Rising 3?
Zombies are cool. Call of Duty drools.
And now we're on to one of my more favorite areas of the world. But I really, really, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, I really wouldn't buy this for anybody under 16 years old. Just remember this.
Well, it is South a rated, Park. It is a rated M game, so technically you shouldn't be purchasing it for anybody who's younger than 17.
You know what I'm trying to say. That this isn't something I think you should buy for your 8-year-old, like I'm pretty sure my son's mother's gonna do.
But then again, the views of the Fun Times gaming community follows the ESRB strictly, and you should not be buying this game for anyone under the age of 17.
From what I understand about Stick of Truth, is this is supposed to be some form of role-playing game in the South Park universe, I think. From the perilous battlefields of the fourth grade playground, a young hero will arise. Destined to be South Park's savior. From the creators of South Park, everybody knows who they are, comes an epic quest to become cool. Introducing South Park, the Stick of Truth. You begin as a new kid in town, so you're not playing... So don't go thinking that you're going to be playing any of the, well-known South Park characters. You're playing your own person, your own South Park character. So... Yeah, you had just moved to, you're the new kid in town, facing a big challenge, making friends. As you start your quest...
Who the hell wants to move to Colorado?
I do.
Going down the
Believe it or not, I kind of do.
Gonna have yourself a time. Friendly faces everywhere! Sorry.
Okay, Les.
Continue on!
As you start your quest, the children of South Park are embroiled in a citywide live-action role-playing game, LARPing to its finest, casting imaginary spells and swinging fake swords. Over time, the children's game escalates into a battle of good and evil that threatens to consume South Park. Arm yourself with weapons of legend to defeat crab people, underpants gnomes, hippies, and other forces of evil. Discover the lost Stick of Truth and earn your place at the side of Stan, Kyle, Cartman, and Kenny as their new friend. Succeed, and you shall be South Park's savior, cementing your social status in South Park Elementary. Fail, and you will be forever known as the loser. The game includes... the definitive South Park experience written and voiced by Trey Parker and Matt Stone. The Stick of Truth brings their unique brand of humor to video gaming. An epic quest to become cool, you know, to earn your place among all your little childhood friends with their crazy, zany antics. You can recruit classic South Park characters to your cause, I guess, to fight with you. Supposed to be intense combat. And with magical weapons and mystical armors and pointy sharp swords. And you're supposed to be able to, you know, make yourself a character and put yourself into the South Park world with the traditional look, the feel, the sounds, I guess. I've been interested in this game, and God rest THQ.
Yes, this was originally a THQ game, so.
And it probably would have been out already if THQ wasn't... went bankrupt there because they were just waiting for somebody to pick it up.
Yeah,
you know, I remember the stick when they were doing the they were auctioning off THQ's assets. The Stick of Truth was not picked up real. It wasn't picked up in the first round of auctions. It was picked up in the second. That was like 2 months later.
I'm just happy Darksiders got picked up.
Yeah, that almost didn't make it too.
Yes. So South Park Stick of Truth is coming out on December 10th, probably one of the latest ones in this one.
Hey, real quick little reminisce interjection here. Does anybody remember the South Park game on the N64?
Yes.
The first person shooter?
Oh, yes.
That was awesome.
There was another one,
too.
It was
like GoldenEye meets crazy-ass turkeys.
Yeah, and P-balls.
There was another one that was like a game show or something.
Yeah, it was like South Park Trivia or some shit.
It was like a trivia game, right? It was Chef something or other. I think Chef had a... Yeah.
Oh, anyways, those were good games.
our last game that we're going to be really getting into is probably the one that I have to say, out of like the really big ones besides Pokemon, is one of the ones that I've been waiting for quite a long while since it was announced at E3, which is Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs is coming out on November 12th. Watch Dogs is an open-world action-adventure stealth video game in which players control a vigilante named Aiden Pierce, who can hack into various electronic devices tied to the city's central operating system, known as CTOS, allowing various methods for players to solve numerous objectives. Examples include hacking into people's phones to retrieve bank data and steal funds, triggering malfunctions in equipment to distract other characters, and hacking into traffic lights to cause collisions. Players can also receive information on civilians via augmented reality feeds, providing the player with information on demographics, health, and potential behavior. Objectives showcased in presentations include finding specific targets to kill, evading the police, and following potential victims in order to stop their would-be killers. Combat utilizes a combination of stealth components and parkour, along with the mechanics of a cover-based third-person shooter. The game features an elusive online multiplayer element. The quote-unquote multiplayer experience is a one-on-one interaction between two human characters in which one player seamlessly and secretly joins the single-player experience of another player. The first player, which enters the other player's world, is tasked with finding the second player, which is initially unaware that another human is in their game session. No notification is given to the second player. Once the first player finds the second player, the objective is updated. The first player's new objective involves installing a backdoor virus into the second player's smartphone, then hiding while that virus siphons off a portion of the data the second player has collected. This is really getting confusing, but it sounds really awesome.
I'm going to have so much fun ruining your day.
This stolen information increases the first player's power once they return to their own single-player session. The second player must stay within a certain radius of the first player for download to progress. Once the download is initiated by the first player, the second player is alerted that they have been hacked and that the data is being stolen from their smartphone. Once the second player has been alerted of the intrusion, their objective is to 1. Locate the first player who is stealing their data, and 2. Either kill the first player or cause the first player to flee to such a distance that the download is halted. A certain minimum distance must be attained for the download to progress. It is unclear how long the first player must remain within the range of the second player for the download to be successful. In all gameplay released by Ubisoft so far, the hacks have been unsuccessful. In one gameplay video, there are two hacking attempts. In the first attempt, the first player successfully flees once they have identified the second player, causing the download to fail. In the second attempt, the first player is again identified by the second player, but the first player lures the second player into an alley where a gunfight ensues, ultimately resulting in the first player, the hacker, killing the second player, the hackee. A successful hack will give the hacker a portion of information that you will gather through the game. It is unclear exactly what is gained. So, from what I get...
The satisfaction of messing with your friends.
And this is kind of... Actually, this sounds really cool, but basically, let's say me and Mr. Narmisil are playing Watch Dogs. Okay? I'm going to enter Mr. Narmisil's game. Whoop! multiplayer style. He has no idea that I entered his game. So I have to find him. I have to hack into...
Run his ass over.
I have to find him, hack into his phone without him knowing that I'm there. When I hack into his phone, he is then notified, somebody has hacked into your phone. In which he will yell at me on raid call saying, you dirty bastard.
Yo, could you imagine if you and me double team him?
I don't know how that's going to work too much. But
that'd be cool. Gross. That could be done.
Yeah, really gross.
Oh, you know you'd enjoy it.
Okay, please.
Super gross.
Anyways, so then Mr. Narmasil has to, one, identify who I am. Two, has to find me. Three, has to either drive me away from him or kill me. If he does not within a certain amount of time, and I am able to take all the data that I need, I win, and he loses. If he kills me, or I kill him, technically, he still kind of wins. So, I think it's kind of cool. I think it's going to put a different little thing in there, you know, just, I'm going to sneak into the game.
Dark Souls do something like that?
Not really. Not that I know of. I really haven't
I thought there was a thing where, I think it was Dark Souls, where another player could pop into your single-player world and, like, royally ruin your day.
I have no idea, to be honest. I haven't played Dark Souls.
Prepare to Die.
Yeah, it was Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition.
But I gotta say, that's kind of interesting. And the whole game itself is really out there. It's something different. I haven't ever seen...
I'd rather play this game than Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah, by far. No hands, no hold bar.
I've been eagerly waiting this since they, you know, started giving out information about it a few years ago.
So, other notable games that are coming out for the big kids include Rise, Son of Rome, which is an Xbox exclusive, Forza Motorsports 5, which is also an Xbox exclusive, and you have the Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition. Which includes pretty much almost every DLC that is out except for one, so that one's always a good one for those big kids out there.
That one's definitely not for
12-year-olds.
No, totally not.
So, really quickly, Mr. Bordor, what are your top, let's say, like, 5-ish games, what are your top games that you're looking for this holiday season?
Final Fantasy XIV's expansion pack.
Already? Really? Really?
Yes! I'm not really interested in really any of these except for... You know, South Park and Watch Dogs.
Not even Marvel?
That's me more getting it for my son. He plays them more often than I do these days.
Okay.
That and I have a strange relationship with superheroes.
Alrighty. So, Mr. Narmasil, do you have...
at Comic-Con. He's not allowed there anymore.
That's why we didn't get press passes. Mr. Narmasil... What are your, let's say, like, top five? It doesn't have to be on the list. It could be anything that you think of.
The Final Fantasy XIV expansion pack.
It's not coming out this year. Are you guys nuts?
Doesn't matter. That's what we're looking forward to for our holiday season.
I can dream. I can dream.
And your dreams are dumb.
Another thing that's not coming out for Christmas would be the PC edition of Dead Rising 3. That's going to take some time.
Or is the Grand Theft Auto.
Sad.
Yeah, that won't be
face.
Out till next year.
So, I don't have my hopes up for anything right now because everything that I am looking forward to is in the distant future. But
not
that's okay.
It's not...
Because Final Fantasy will hold me over for quite some time.
Okay. Well, as for me, you know, I'm going to actually make a list because these guys are dumb, but...
Dumb?
You guys are dumb.
I love how this is degraded into like a third grade argument. You guys are dumb.
You're stupid. You're dumb. I don't like you anymore. You're not my friend. Anyways, I'm looking for it. I think you
just traumatized some third graders.
I was going to be like, Miss Seriously, third graders so, are like, we don't sound like this. Picking his nose and wiping it on a desk.
How the hell did you know?
I always knew Jack was the rat of the third grade bunch.
No, I was a kid who was choking because of freaking allergies. Pretty good at it. Third grade was a terrible year for me. But, digression aside, my list, Pokemon X and Y, I actually have that reserved, and that will be quite a long time of play there. Lego Super Hero, Marvel Super Heroes, definitely. The Rocksmith 2014. The Legends of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds.
Looks interesting.
Yeah, I have that one on reserve as well. I'm definitely going to be getting Batman, definitely getting Watch Dogs. Probably will try out South Park, probably will try out the Assassin's Creed. So, yeah. And if I had an Xbox One and it wasn't a piece of shit,
is the Assassin's Creed release going to be console only, or will it be PC as well?
No, they'll be on PC. Probably not on release day, but doesn't Ubisoft like putting it out like a week later?
Huh.
I think they did that with that. Assassin's Creed 3, was they waited like a week.
What was the normal date? Yes, the Assassin's Creed 4 will be released on PC on November 19th.
And I'm assuming that's a week later.
That's about a week or two later.
So, Jack, your list is done?
Yeah, my list is done. Yeah.
Wrong. Edit. I'm surprised you didn't include Landmark. I guess you lost interest in that already?
I hang my head in shame because I totally forgot about it.
You are a disgrace to the clan.
I am a disgrace to every MMOer ever. That, yeah, I totally forgot about that. But yes, thank you, Mr. Border. This is your thanks for the month.
All right.
Landmark. EverQuest Landmark for the PC. Definitely really excited for that one.
Not because you forgot to mention it.
I repressed it because the more I think about it, the more I want it out. And yeah, so I actually stopped completely looking at any information regarding EQ Next until I get that faithful little beta invite. But
then you're depriving the listeners.
Well, I wasn't talking about EQ Next. I was talking about Landmark itself.
I'm just saying. I'm because more
that
excited.
Is coming out this year. Imagine they push that back. How depressed you're going to get then?
I would be pissed.
Would you be?
I would be so pissed that blankety blank 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 blank, and then blank blank, with the blank.
Thought we had an explicit tag. No reason to edit.
Dude, we don't have enough bleeps to cover all that.
I would be really upset, but you know. I understand why things, if they give a good reason, something like, hey, look, something was wrong and we want to make it perfect, I would completely understand.
That's always the reason, though, is that something's not up to their, you know, quality standard or expectation and they want to retool it.
Oh, yeah, with that, this is our special holiday episode.
Uber early holiday special. I think we should have another one when we get a little closer to the holiday season.
This is our holiday buyer's guide special edition. This is just a, hey, look, these are the games that you might want to keep an eye on. So with that, episode 12 is done. Thank you for listening to our very special holiday, cue holiday music.
No Santa Claus, they have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey! Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody needs to sing the Batman holiday song. I can't remember how it goes.
The holidays.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost his wheel and Joker got away. God. Hopefully this helps you guys. Anybody out there who has some holiday purchasing to do with the video game area. Most of the 3DS games are going to be about $40. Most of the Xbox console games are going to be around the $60 range, maybe $70, depending if you're getting for the Xbox One or PlayStation 4. PCs are going to be about the same range. You're looking at the consoles. The Xbox One is $500. The PS4 is $400. And the 2DS is $130. Outside of that, prices are varied. They are not 100%. Please check with your local retailers online, Google, do whatever. Again, dates are not 100% accurate. Follow us, Twitch streams. Narmasil's is FTG Narmasil. Mine is FTG Random Jack. Follow us on Steam, FTG Borador, FTG Narmasil, FTG Random Jack. Check our Facebook page out. It is facebook.com/funtimesgaming. Check our Twitter stream out. It is at funtimesgaming. Join our community at the website ftg.guildlaunch.com. And follow, rate, subscribe, donate on Podomatic at funtimesgaming.podomatic.com, and also comment, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes. And with that, later, internets.
And who could forget? Later, players.
Peace, everybody.
And everyone's favorite.
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas.